Okay, so let's get back to the show, shall we? And it looks like... Oh, hey. No, this is new. Looks like we've got a caller coming in. Caller from... Looks like Ohio. Okay, well, let's hear him out and check it out. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello, is this the beer guys?
Yes, we're the beer guys.
Yeah, man.
News and Brews, Ohio, you are on the air. What do you want to talk about?
I was listening earlier. You guys talked about the climate change. Like, oh my God, man, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous what we're doing to this planet. I mean, it's...
Okay, no, that... Yeah, all right. No, I get it. You believe everything should be running on fucking windmills or water mills or some shit?
Not exactly. I recognize that our infrastructure isn't set up yet to run everything on, as you say, windmills and water mills.
What do you mean it's not set up? It's not fucking possible, man.
It's totally possible. We just have to make the right investments.
All right, man. I don't really get it. I mean, we're sitting... Our country right now, okay, is sitting on a fucking gold mine of natural resources. And
man, wouldn't you say that all the sunshine coming down from the sky is also a gold mine of resources?
Look, man, I don't know if you pay attention to, like, anything whatsoever, but the sun is going to produce a finite amount of light.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go throwing solar panels all over the fucking place, we're gonna use up all of that sunlight, and we're gonna run out.
You know, scientists they say that the sun should continue to shine for another about 4.5 billion
at
years.
At this rate, yeah. But you don't understand. Okay, look, right.
The amount of solar radiation hitting the Earth doesn't change just because we put up more solar panels.
Okay, sure, yeah. Like, you guys want to go ahead and complain that we're using up all of these all of our coal reserves, all of our oil reserves, but what? And then you're like, oh, no, we're just going to go solar, and there ain't a goddamn thought, and not a single fucking thought from one of you liberal fucking whiny little kids, all right, you little millennial douchebags, about our solar reserves. What about our fucking solar reserves?
We're
just going to use all those up. We're going to use the thing that we need to feed plants. I don't know if you... Okay, do you understand anything about farming, okay? Solar energy. It's what plants crave, all right?
Yeah.
And you're just going to...
Like Gatorade is what athletes crave?
Oh, my God, man.
Is that what you're saying? Solar energy
don't
is like Gatorade?
Don't bring the Gators into this. Gators play great all fucking season. Don't fucking bring the Gators into this.
Listen, okay, so I want to ask you, what if... 50 years from now, your kids can't live because we've destroyed the planet because we're addicted to coal and oil. Does that do anything for
you? That doesn't make any damn sense. Our kids will be...
Even as the air becomes more polluted and...
My God, man. You guys have been flipping out. Look. Yeah, maybe think... Look, I'll go ahead and I'll level with you, right? Devil's advocate here. Maybe the climate is changing. Okay.
Okay.
It wouldn't be the first time. First off, okay? I mean, think about it, right? You got all these giant lizards walking around all fucking day for a long fucking time while it was hot, right? It used to be real fucking hot. That's how we had all those giant lizards, right?
The dinosaurs?
Yeah, the big-ass fucking lizards.
Yeah, like T-Rex is what mm-hmm. you're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
What would you call it? Is that a big lizard?
Technically, sure.
Yeah, it is, okay? It's a big fucking lizard, right? It was warmer then. And then what happened? Got real fucking cold.
Oh, Ohio, I forgot to ask. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah. I don't want to keep calling you Ohio. That's rude.
What's my name?
Yeah, it's like Billy. Is it Frank?
My name is Trent.
Trent.
Trent Presner.
Trent Presner. That's a very Ohio name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Trent. So level with me on this. So you're saying that because one time it was hot, and we had a bunch of lizards living here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got not hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be fine, is what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying, look, things change, right? And I get that, man. You know, that's the thing that irritates me the most about you liberals, man. You just keep saying, oh, we want change, and then change happens. And you go, oh, no, change. You know what I'm saying? So make your goddamn mind, man.
It depends on what kind of change, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we want changes to the justice system and to the
handouts,
economic system.
Handouts?
No, I never said handouts.
Look, man, I mean, let's not bury off topic here, all right? I mean, like I said, point number one, this shit's already fucking happened. Point number two, there ain't a goddamn chance, all right, that it's coal or oil that's doing this.
Okay, so what is it?
I just told you, man, shit changes, man.
So you just think it's just naturally occurring, just mm-hmm. This is just what's going to happen.
Look, man, okay, every once in a while, do you not pay attention to science at all? There was an ice age, okay?
Yeah, 10,000 years ago.
Were you saying everybody let the refrigerator doors open?
They didn't have refrigerators back then.
Oh, well, look at you. Look at you. You got a fucking time machine?
No.
Going back checking for refrigerating doors?
No, the refrigerator wasn't invented until the 20th century.
Yeah, what blog do you read that off?
It's just common knowledge.
All right, man. This motherfucker over here, man.
All right, man. All right, so level with me on this. So you don't think that we should do anything to try to stop the climate change?
Dude, look, it's not possible. Look, people try to say, like, oh, we're the ones changing all this thing. Look, okay, here, answer me this, okay?
Sure.
When you burn coal, right? Mm-hmm. If you burn anything, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Where does it go?
Well, it goes turns up into ash, and the smoke goes
right
up. Yeah,
it goes up. Okay. Yeah. No, I think we just sold it right there, man. All right. It ain't
so
even down here. Okay? Went up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's in the sky for a little bit. Then where does it go after that?
It stays.
Goes into space, man.
I don't
what? You don't understand. Okay, look. It's smoke and all that heat and all that stuff that goes up, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
The atmosphere.
What's above that?
Space.
Yeah.
And you think it just escapes the atmosphere.
Oh my God, man. This ain't surface tension.
All right, Trent. This has been eye-opening.
I
really
hope... Goddamn world's a jello shot, man. Ain't gonna stay up there.
Trent, I hope that for your sake that you're right.
Uh-huh.
But you're gonna find that you're deathly wrong.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
And,
mm-hmm. And yeah, your blog's gonna come safe. Come prove me wrong with your chat room.
No, just a peer-reviewed scientific literature for the past 40 years.
All right, man. Man, I'll give you a fucking peer-reviewed book to call the Bible, man.
It's neither peer-reviewed nor scientific, sir, but you are welcome to your delusions.
Mm. Oh, delusions.
All right, Trent, thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah, man, real right back at you, brother. Right back at you.
I look forward to hearing from you again real soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good day.